The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There are thousands of firefighters fighting those wildfires in the West, but the flames and the smoke aren't the only hazard they face.
I saw it come right by my windscreen to the right.
More after this from Charlie. Jason Thrasher is a helicopter pilot with the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, and last year, while fighting a fire in Nevada City, he saw what he thought at first was another helicopter in the distance. But in fact, it was a drone, and it was not in the distance. It was 10 feet from his windshield. He told CBS News correspondent John Blackstone he was forced to take evasive action 500 feet from the ground.
A drone weighs just a few pounds. Your helicopter's a pretty good size. Gonna do you any harm?
Absolutely. If a drone like that were to go into a tail rotor or a main rotor system, it could have catastrophic consequences.
And for that reason, just the presence of a drone can shut down firefighters. Last month, during a wildfire that closed Interstate 15 in Southern California and destroyed a number of trapped cars, five drones taking pictures grounded firefighters for 20 minutes as the fire spread. So far this year, there have been 13 drone versus firefighter incidents. And despite repeated warnings to stay away, there seems to be a drone culture developing along the lines of, I'll fly my drone wherever I want until you pry the joystick from my cold, dead hands. And while tech firms are developing safer drones that can send out ID and location information, that would still require cooperation from drone owners. There is one approach, though, that wouldn't require cooperation from drone owners. It's a bill in the California legislature that would grant immunity to first responders who decide their only option is to shoot them down. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.